Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
As we spoke, a picture started coming into focus of a Halloween party in the town of Redmond, of the murder of one of the hosts, and of the young man who had been charged with the crime. Charged almost entirely on the basis of DNA evidence that seemed contradictory at best.
It's a non-guaranteed contract. Most guys in the NBA have non-guaranteed contracts. Well, I say about half of the guys. So, it's non-guaranteed. Nothing's promised. So I just got to go out there and continue to fight. My life depends on it because it does.
Get set for samples from these three podcasts today. Good One, Suspect, and High School Insider with Mike Dyer. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If you appreciate a good joke, you most likely appreciate the time and effort that went into it. Jerry Seinfeld's latest book tells about the planning, testing, and iterations he uses to mold only the most powerful jokes into his show. Well, that's the angle of this podcast, The Good One. Good One is hosted by journalist and comedy expert Jesse David Fox, and it's a podcast about jokes, the story behind them, and the people who tell them. Here's a sample of Good One from the episode titled The Specials, Bo Burnham's Inside, where Jesse takes a clip from his Specials podcast to uncover the inside content of this unique comedian. In this clip, they analyze Burnham's song, Welcome to the Internet.
Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything, all of the time. Could I interest you in everything, all of the time? A little bit of everything, all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
I will say my theory is that song was either written before lockdown or was the first song planned to be written first act. And If you look at it, his hair is much shorter. Like, it is definitely a thing he did in the first few months. And I think it's placed well. It's interesting. The first time I watched it was my favorite song. Now I don't like it as much because it doesn't fit into my sort of new reading. Like, it doesn't work. It works as a self-contained unit. Like, it is the one that perfectly fits to be a thing that put on YouTube on its own thing. But it doesn't satisfy in the same way the sort of, oh, this is a visual experience and it works this way. And this sort of internet aspect is not as, I mean, there's internet's part of it. I mean, like, that's like of the many threads. And I think the bigger thing, which was Catherine and I talked about, which is like, I can't imagine what this is like if you have no idea who Bo Burnham is like. Like, I've had a person watch it. I was like, well, have you seen his other stuff? It's like, no. Right. Is it like this? I was like, well, kind of. It's like all of this, but it's a little like all at once and like through a funhouse mirror. And I think it's really satisfying. So, I mean, like, it's, you forget that we're talking about, like, ultimately a stand-up comedian. And so rarely are stand-up comedians like, oh, this special is, like, going to be thought of as in the context of this other specials. You know, like, they might think of their life evolving, but they're not going to be like, oh, I'm subverting this song from when I was 20. Like, he did Art Is Dead when he was 20, I think, right? He's 20 years old, which is wild. Like, it's still maybe the song people know him best for. And it's interesting because it's like also his best of his like more cynical stuff, which I don't like as much because I think it's just sort of easier to be sort of cynical and everything is bad or whatever. But I do think he, like, I think Make Happy is a sort of complete piece where he sort of like figured out, it's like, oh, I have this problem with performing and my relationship to the audience. And I figured out a sort of like way to reconcile it. And then I'm going to do this big ending. And it feels like this is him. But I think it succeeds, which is everything I thought I knew was wrong. This is not going to be as neat of a thing. It means you can talk about it forever.
a sample from Good One from Vulture Productions. Go behind the jokes and the people that tell them with The Good One. Available from the Start Here podcast collection from the Start Here menu at WVXU.org. Just click on podcasts. When residents of the Valley View Apartments in Redmond, Washington, decided to host a Halloween party nearly 13 years ago, nobody expected that it would end with a murder. Party host Arpana Jingagar's apartment was decorated as a haunted forest, one of the four themed areas at the Valley View that would welcome visitors for the Halloween party, which spanned multiple units in the complex. The party started like many others. Guests took silly photos, downed shots, and smoked pot. But at some point, things turned tense, and a few guests got rowdy, arguments broke out, and a couple of people were asked to leave. By Monday, Jingagar's body was discovered on the floor of her apartment, doused in chemicals and showing signs of strangulation. The new true crime podcast called Suspect delves into that murder, unsolved, nearly 13 years and two trials later. Here's a snippet from Suspect in the first episode where reporter Matthew Scher sets the stage for the investigative journey he's about to reveal. In this clip, he speaks with a contact who was at the party and is now in prison.
As we spoke, a picture started coming into focus of a Halloween party in the town of Redmond, of the murder of one of the hosts, and of the young man who had been charged with the crime. Charged almost entirely on the basis of DNA evidence that seemed contradictory at best. A few months later, I was on a flight to Seattle.
I am rolling.
Okay, awesome.
Yep. All right, so we are walking towards the Valley View Apartments.
Wait, are we being interviewed right now?
Is that okay?
I'm a journalist.
Okay.
I'm working on a story about a party and a murder that happened here a long time ago.
What I'd end up finding in the months and years to come was one of those things journalists spend their lives waiting for. A story in which all the major players wanted to talk, needed to talk. Cops, prosecutors, forensic analysts, witnesses, jurors, all were still living with the events of a single night in 2008. All were searching for answers in a case that had provided so few.
I was like, who are all these people? I was like, what are you talking about? You murdered this girl. I was like, what girl? I was like, how do you not know this stuff?
They're manipulating evidence. And this is just a microcosm of what happens on a daily basis in America.
Who do we look at? Do we look at you? Would you do something like this?
Where's the smoking gun? In deliberation, that's all we talked about.
This case is one of those roller coaster rides where it's like, no, he did it for sure. No, for sure he did it, you know, and we'd be divided in the detective unit.
I'm telling you to come clean right now and tell the truth. Because the thing you're trying to carry around with you is gonna tear you apart. You can't hold on to something like that, man. See how it's kind of falling apart? And it's like time you just got to tell us what happened.
What makes you want to talk to us about it? Isn't it like hard as hell to relive all of this again?
I don't know. It's because it's not resolved.
From Campside Media and Wondery, that's a snippet of Suspect. Learn which costume guest committed the atrocious murders on Suspect. Available now in the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. And we continue our look at local Cincinnati sports podcasts in our local creator spotlight here on Start Here. Today it's Channel 9's WCPO-TV High School Insider podcast. High school sports expert Mike Dyer brings a unique insight and perspective for the high school sports storylines and personalities here in Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. High School Insider offers exclusive interviews with Greater Cincinnati student athletes, coaches, and administrators, along with news and analysis from around the region each week. Here's a quick taste of the High School Insider podcast. Mike speaks with Walnut Hills High School graduate and Utah Jazz player Maceo Teague.
When did the Jazz actually officially sign you?
They officially signed me, but I honestly don't know.
Earlier in August, I think it was, maybe?
Yeah, earlier in August.
Okay, gotcha. So what's kind of that, what's that contract? I mean, is that like, you know, is that for a certain amount of time or duration of time? Or
it's a non-guaranteed contract. Most guys in the NBA have non-guaranteed contracts. Well, I say about half of the guys. Yeah, it's not guaranteed. Nothing's promised. So I just got to go out there and continue to fight. My life depends on it, because it does.
Yeah. What's how what's that drive like for you, knowing that, you know, you have this opportunity in front of you if you perform? I mean, what's that mentality like?
It's definitely just me trying to take advantage of any opportunity that I'm given, just trying to seize the moment, seize the day, and win each possession. Just trying to go 1-0 in everything that I do, whether it's going 1-0, going to sleep early at night, what I'm eating, just trying to, like, win each and every aspect of the day. And those little victories will eventually add up to one big win.
I mean, you played the highest level, won a national title at Baylor. Has there been any, I mean, what's the biggest difference between, you know, the transition from college basketball to now?
The biggest difference is, I think it's a lot of moving pieces in this aspect. I mean, we got like three players come on the team when I was in Salt Lake, you know, like a couple players left when I was in Vegas. So just like the moving pieces, like people coming in and out, and just trying to just play with players that you never played with in just a short amount of time.
From our local creators, Mike Dyer and Channel 9 WCPO, that's High School Insider. Go deep and inside with Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky high school sports on High School Insider. Available on the podcast menu from WVXU.org. Just click on Start Here. It's Chart Time, our weekly look at the top podcasts around the nation as presented by iTunescharts.net. The old standard true crime podcast, Crime Junkie, continues its top-of-the-chart rule with cases about Gabby Petito missing after a cross-country trip with her fiancé. He returned home alone with her van and has since refused to speak with family or police. Joyce Chang's promising career in D.C. is cut short when she mysteriously vanishes one night on her way home from work. And in the 80s, the Denver area was terrorized by a hammer-yielding madman. But as fast as the attack started, they suddenly stopped, leaving the area to wonder if the madman was dead or moved on to another place. Answers came decades later. The public would learn that the truth was much more concerning. All those episodes are part of the number one Crime Junkie podcast on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.